Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and is it fair to say that Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson is the Jujutsu Kaisen's final arc of boxing matches? And with me, I have...
I'd say more about the fight, but Netflix keeps crashing on me. Also, I didn't watch that fight, just the semi-main, which was good, except for the finish, which was bullshit.
And...
if I needed more Marquise of Queensberry and Pigeon.
Yeah.
We miss Norm Macdonald every day.
But just a sadder world without him.
All the stars are here tonight. All the stars are here.
You really keep up with this stuff, don't you?
What a disaster.
Jenny, all the stars are here.
It's true.
Beardy Man, Claude Racine, Dax Flame, Betty Fine,
you got it.
And Raffi Fine, all the stars.
You really keep up with all
are
that
here
stuff.
Tonight. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, God. That-
and nobody wants to fight either because I don't watch that shit. I don't watch anything else. How about you?
Literally anything else would be a better use of your time. You could watch some anime. You could play some video games. You could, subscribe to someone's OnlyFans. I'm only half joking about that one.
Apparently something like 60 million people tuned in to at least some part of it because that's how Netflix calculates all their data. But, the app crashing all the time is not good. Also, wow, we're just going to do, like, this is boxing now, huh? Fuck everything, I guess.
Yeah, this is why I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. It just kind of seems like a waste.
So should we fight Jake Paul next? Or just fighting the Paul brothers?
He only fights old, out-of-shape retirees.
Never mind.
I mean, to be fair, we could fight him. We just have to break all the rules. We have to become the Miyamoto Musashi of boxing.
I prefer just kicking him in the nuts, honestly.
Ah, give him the Denji.
I just force you over the lusty crap you've been serving with the moldy cheese.
I thought that was Mr. Beast.
Him too!
He was involved with that.
People, if I'm making Lunchables rip off, maybe you should add preservatives to your stuff because it makes sure your shit don't rot, bad.
I recommend that. Also, kicking him in the nuts. Just full Denji. A testicle devil appeared and went ape shit on his nutsack!
He's lying! Whole thing up!
So basically, maybe my man Thugnificent.
I don't
stomp him. So stomp him in the nuts.
Boot it.
Stomp him in the nuts.
I don't think you understand how much in this household we love saying the testicle devil line. It's so fucking ridiculous.
A lot of people did unfortunately watch that fight. I had to go get my COVID vaccine today because. Well, it's just smart to do that. I heard some of the pharmacy techs talking about it. Like, my God, what is wrong with all of us?
I do not know. But anyway, here we are, episode 373. How's everyone's week been going?
Well, it has been a better week, I guess you can say. All things considered. Day by day, because things have been slowing down a little bit. Hooray, I'm glad for that. As mentioned, I'm getting up to date on my medical stuff, except for my flu shot, because my insurance company said, no, we're not going to okay here. So I'll have to figure out somewhere to do that where my insurance will cover it, because... for-profit medical insurance companies can kiss my fucking taint! Also, the weather's been very up and down lately, which I'm getting kind of tired of. Like, I'm ready for the cold. I thrive in the cold, unlike other people, which don't like the cold. But I do. I have to deal with muggy heat 7 months out of the year. Give me a little bit of cold to counteract it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to prepare for because I got family that lives in North Carolina, and I'm actually visiting for the holidays. So I got to prepare for that kind of cold.
Though, I will say it's usually 50-50. It's either going to be really cold or moderately mild. If it's neither, just wait a day. It always changes really quick.
Look, either way, the first thing I'm doing when I cross those state lines is hitting up a Biscuitville drive-thru.
Do that, and go to Bojangles.
That yes. too. And I'm also going to hit up a store wherever I can find some cheer wine.
Yes, which is basically every store. But also, look out for all the drivers on the road. They don't use their fucking turn signals.
Oh,
ever.
No.
Dude, who do you think you're talking to? I'm from fucking Florida. I'm well beyond prepared for that.
Yeah. Like, I remember, I grew up in California. I know what insane driving is like. These people do not care.
Good to see that we have mutual problems with drivers in our states.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Well, it's slightly better for me. Well, kind of better for me. It's just been the usual of work and other little system. More almost kind of lax now. I mean, I'm getting used to, you know, at least waking up. Well, needing more sleep, but well, still. And I will say, I checked out one movie for the first time since I went to movie for the first time. And that movie is Tremors.
Oh. You know, I've never actually seen any of those movies.
I mean, I saw the first one, like, meh, okay. Like, it was before my time. It was like 90-something, just 90. Or at least 89, I don't know, fucking. Anyway, okay. All right, it's interesting. Pretty interesting. It's a good creature feature flick with only what like I like what my name is like all right, it's pretty good. I see why that movie now has a lot of direct to DVD sequels. One that features the death of Family Ties. That's the movie.
Huh. Yeah, that sounds like a horror franchise, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, as for me, well, not too much going on, mostly just kind of like, you know, work being kind of annoying. Again, I've mentioned that I'm at the point where I'm rewatching Agretzko. But I did decide to, you know, once I was done sobbing my eyes out at episode 7 of Dawn to Dawn, I read the manga and I still wasn't prepared.
yeah, I'm caught up on the anime now and holy shit, that was amazing.
Anyway, I actually decided to, out of morbid curiosity, check out another major thing that's airing this season. So that thing being the anime remake of Ranma Half. And you might be wondering why I say morbid curiosity, because, well, when it comes to the works of Rumiko Takahashi, I am kind of Alex's reverse Flash, in that my only context for it is Inuyasha, and I never liked Inuyasha.
It is amazing we get along so well.
That being said, I'm kind of having fun with it so far.
Yeah,
like
that's normal.
I'll give it this. At least shit is actually happening in this show. So at least I could like laugh at like, you know, Ranma getting his shit rocked when he's being, you know, chauvinistic. Or fucking Ryoga being worse with directions than Zoro. Also, you know, MAPPA might be, you know, a nightmare sweatshop meat factory, but the show does look very good.
It's also being produced on a Netflix timetable, so, no time to dilly-dally with filler.
Yeah. True enough, I suppose, but, yeah, I'm having fun with it. Weird world. Anyway, that'll about, you know, cover all the intro formalities and business, so time to move on to the usual business, starting, of course, with the new song discussions for the past week. As always, there will be a playlist down in the description, so you can follow along with us and pick up some new tunes, mark your calendars for new albums, all that jazz. Because it looks like there's a decent amount of stuff that's, like, setting its sights on 2025. So, let's start off with, I suppose it's been a while since we talked about Machine Head, hasn't it? When the fuck did that last album happen?
2 years ago, I think.
Only two? Feels like it's been longer. But remind me, was that the concept album sort of inspired by Attack on Titan?
Yes, that one.
Alright, so I got my ducks in a row. But yeah, it looks like the band Machine Head's got new material due out in 2025. No date or title for whatever the album is, but we do have the first taste of the record in the form of a song called These Scars Won't Define Us, which has quite a few other motherfuckers in the studio. Specifically bringing in vocalists from the likes of In Flames, Lacuna Coil, and Unearth. So, those are some pretty fairly big names in the modern metal scene. As far as the song itself, it's your typical, 21st century thrash to a T. The guitars have, solid heft to them, chugging their way through rapid-fire riffs and tremolos. The drums kind of alternate between D-beats and grooves whenever necessary, and the lyrics are pretty much that sort of, like, aggressive positivity feeling of, persevering through tough times and torments and all that, and aside from some light touches in the violin in the chorus, it's alright. I mean, I'll admit, like, the other vocalists, like, they do add a bit more to the song to kind of help vary things up a bit, but I don't know. Machine Head was never really one of those bands that did it for me, even if I recognize that there's, like, some talent there. It's just, I don't know, it's just, like, all right.
Well, ever heard a Machine Head song? This is that. This is a Machine Head song from the Machine Head song template, only now with the vocalists of Unearth, In Flames, and Lacuna Coil on it. Nothing more than that. It's just here to promote the tour and the new album, and it does its job adequately well. And yes, Kingdom and Crown was 2 years ago. Blabbermouth gave that album a 10 out of 10.
Huh.
Yeah, so all of you getting up in arms about review scores, just know that they always don't mean what you want them to mean. As evidenced by another album that we're not going to mention here, but I'll have something to say in probably by the time this episode is up, because, oh my god, I had worse to say.
Ah, yeah. It's about time for that discourse, ain't it?
I do one piece a year. I'm going to try and get better on that, but read it and tell me I'm wrong. Either way, I don't care.
Holy shit, did you say One Piece?
Oh yeah, that was fun too.
Come along! Ow!
Anyway, moving on to the next track here. I knew it! I knew that there had to be new material from Imperial Triumphant on the horizon. So, of course, the New York-based extreme blackened jazz metal weirdos have a new album scheduled for 2025 called Gold Star. Not much in terms of release date so far, just 2025. But we probably won't have to wait that long, since there is, in fact, a new single to contend with here called Hotel Sphinx. And the music video opens with horses and little crafted dolls of the group playing the song in kind of like, puppet animation. Or maybe it's just really, really intricate stop motion. Either way, honestly, this video is a lot of fun. It might honestly be one of my favorite music videos I've seen in a while, just because of, like, the charming, weird kind of... This almost feels like something that would be airing on Adult Swim, like, in the middle of a Naruto ship in an episode. Save for the fact that it probably wouldn't pass podcast standards, because I feel like this probably causes epilepsy. Anyway, for the song itself, of course, as expected, it opens on a lot of aggressive, frantic drums, plenty of, like, tremolo guitars, and even, like, melodic tapping, before the song settles into a kind of driving 3-4 groove, alternating between, punctuated rides and tom fills on the drums, the guitars, belting out these very, like, angular, off-kilter grooves and twangs, with some break in the middle for some guitar soloing, and even some fuzzed out psychedelic bass in spots. Wait, I'm sorry, was that music video promoting Burger Queen? Anyway, amidst all of that, like, you know, sort of jazzy, crazy black and metal goodness, there's also, like, this kind of synthesizer bridge towards the end before we get one more repetition of that chaotic intro bit. Again, this kind of music is definitely an acquired taste, but as someone who enjoys, like, aggressively insane metal and jazz and weird shitposting music videos, it's almost like this was made for me.
Yeah, the music is very fast and heavy and fun, just like the video. And I know the video is supposed to be, like, doll figures in stop motion and not puppets, but this feels like something I'd see in Thunderbolt Fantasy, aka the greatest puppet anime ever made.
Oh, yeah, I need to catch back up with that someday. I kind of dropped off about halfway through season two.
Yeah, that hype train just sort of came and went, didn't it?
I blame Crunchyroll.
Don't we all?
Anyway, moving on to the next track here. Speaking of 2025 stuff, FKA Twigs has something coming out. Under an album title that I still don't entirely fully understand it. It's called Eusexua? Eusexua? Isn't that the name of that one anime with the mechs? Eusexua 7, I think?
No. It's like Euphoria, but with sex instead of four.
So, Eusexua?
Sure, okay. Either way, it's coming out January 24, 2025. And we have this new single here called Drums of Death, which I'll admit I do kind of dig the thumping percussion throughout kind of the song. It kind of reminds me of like that one clip song, you know, the one. And there's definitely like, as someone who has like somewhat of an affinity for like really glitchy music, I want to dig this more than I do, but I don't know. I guess if you're going to do glitch, go full on glitch instead of like trying to hybridize it with this sort of R&B type thing. I don't know, like, I don't know what it is, I can't really put it into words, but just, I kind of run a bit cold on FKA Twigs' music.
Also for me, I didn't think much, like, I didn't expect no, like, no very, you know, avant-garde glitchy shit. I mean, it's fine, like, I know it's more, you know, glitch and pop and R&B, or whatever the hell she does, but the song is okay. The music video is more interesting though, because maybe just like they do like this versus like choreography, like they're in the workplace, everybody's moving like just, you know, glitching all that shit, and then they got their work clothes, then they're naked, well half naked, and a bunch of shit just goes on. Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah, one of those videos. But anyway, let's move on to the next track here. So, if you've been paying attention to the pop charts, you're probably very well familiar with the track A Bar Song Parentheses Tipsy, as recorded by this country hip-hop artist named Shaboozy. Fun fact, I literally only heard this song for the first time like 30 minutes before we recorded this podcast. I don't really listen to a lot of pop radio. Usually I just kind of like throw my own playlists or like fucking YouTube in the car, especially if it's long drives. Because sometimes if you're driving an hour to Florida, you just want to listen to the history of Rule 34.
Okay, then.
But that's unrelated. So yeah, I listened to that. So I actually didn't know it was supposed to be like a cover version of Tipsy as like a country thing, but like I kind of dig the vibe of it. I might still kind of prefer the clipping version though, but that's just me.
Yeah.
But unsurprisingly, yeah, it looks like Shaboozy is trying to follow up on the momentum of that song with a new single here called Good News, even though the song is kind of about the opposite of that. So as expected, like the beat kind of has like this acoustic guitar loop that's kind of reverberating out throughout the mix, some light percussion to accentuate the tempo, some kind of, you know, stomp claps and other like accentuations, like there's even like a little violin in there. It's pretty immaculate as far as like contemporary country, you know, at least contemporary pop country. And yeah, lyrically the song is kind of like this plea for help from someone who's been kind of having a shitty past year or so. For just wanting any good news, which, yeah.
Doesn't that feel timely, huh?
Yeah, how long were you sitting on this one for?
Yeah, but like in terms of, like, you know, being like a, you know, contemporary country pop country song, like, this is pretty fine. Like, I can definitely be okay with this. I mean, even though, as I said before, like country's not really my thing most of the time, but it's like, ah, okay, I can appreciate this. I mean, at least he's talking about some shit that's sadly enough relatable.
Very. But, yeah, I don't really have much else to add other than I gotta like it. So let's move on to the next track here. So remember how Lil Nas X dropped J. Christ to kick off the year?
And
everyone kind of forgot about it for a myriad of reasons, like, say, Ariana Grande or Kendrick and Megan getting way more attention because of their diss tracks. And also the fact that while I liked the song at first, it kind of wore off really quickly.
It didn't really set the cadence of what the music scene was going to be, considering we had the beef and the brats and the bar song.
But I guess that's not really going to stop him from trying anyways, because it looks like we have a new single here called Light Again, very notably co-produced by Thomas Bangalter of Daft Punk fame. And I feel like you can kind of hear that in the beat, because there is some of, like, that more computery sounds to it. Mostly just these kind of, like, dial-up tones in the beat and all, and some more, like, very deliberately artificial electronic-sounding things. As for the lyrics, it's kind of, you know, it's a bit of a party song. It's also a bit of a bragging song. The chorus is all about fucking up the night, while all the verses are, you know, him talking himself up. And I gotta be honest, some of the lyrics here are really corny. Like, some of the bars and punchlines are supremely obvious to the point of feeling kind of phoned in. Like, my dick too big, so I'm cocky. Or, got an M&M deal, but I'm Hershey. I got more patients than a hospital. Eh.
Okay.
Eh.
Meh.
Meh.
Wow, that's just... You trying? I mean... I live like the text went through. J. Cole said it's memes or meals. I'm the king of the just a throw. He's gonna wipe me down. Okay, yeah, it's like it's just a very, very slightly mess song. Like, okay, and of course, I recognize. I recognize one sample being "Let's Get Ready" by Jagged Edge, where they said, "We ain't getting no yet." Wait, I know where the fuck that came from.
Oh, there was samples and stuff in there.
Yeah, on the after it says "Younger." We ain't getting no younger. That's a line from "Let's Get Ready" from Jagged Edge.
I didn't even notice. I was too busy being kind of bored by the song, to be honest.
And considering, you know, like, you know, it's been sample meeting, they got to credit the writers of that song in here, which I see, on Genius.
The song and the video just scream 2004 Club Ray vibe, only with a lot more pronounced gayness to it, and I can kind of dig it. Questionably corny lyrics aside, I mean, we're not at the point where he's talking about getting busy in a Burger King bathroom, okay? The bar is still pretty damn low.
Wait, what's wrong with that? I like that song.
I know, but we have to call it like it is. Fun, cheesy. You know, fun, stupid. Fun, funny.
I'm just hoping for something better. That debut album is slowly starting to feel like a fluke. Plus, for everybody that drafted Lil Nas X and the big, you know, pop draft, whatever guys like Todd in the Shadows call it, y'all are probably losing kind of bad. And that was going to be where we left off the song discussion for the past week, but thankfully, we don't have to end on a down note, because, ladies and fucking gentlemen, breaking literally today, possibly at around noon or so, but who cares about the exact time? What matters is, album number 2 from Spirit Box is a go!
Yeah!
Fuck yes! So, mark your calendars, kids. March 7th, Spirit Box will drop album number 2, named Tsunami Sea. And, of course, to go with the announcement, we have a new single here titled Perfect Soul. And, as probably fitting of a lead-off single, it definitely explores the more, like, pop-esque side of the band. This is so very heavily focused on melody, although you do still get plenty of those nice, meaty, chugging metalcore riffs, those really big, sparse chord syncopations, plenty of the soaring synths, Courtney, of course, singing her way pretty much all the way through, and I gotta tell you, that fucking chorus, man, the way everything comes together and just soars on that chorus, it is immaculate. It is magnificent. This is bellissimo, as the Italians would say. I think the Italians say that. I don't know. I don't speak chicken parmesan. But either way, goddamn, we are so fucking back, people.
Yeah, this proves that their styles of melodic, quote-unquote, modern metal has been absolutely perfected, and I absolutely love it. It is a great blend of heaviness and moody melody that works effortlessly well together. It is the yin to the very aggressive yang of Spirit Box. And we got both of them coming up before the album comes out, so win-win.
Woo! Alright, that'll about take care of it now for the new song discussion. We're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we have a bit of news here, so stay tuned. And we're back. So, we have three news topics to discuss here, the first of which is yet another update on the Tim Lambesis situation. And you might be wondering how that could be, because, like, the album already came out, but they're not touring behind it, everyone in the band left. Which one? Everyone!
Yeah.
I need to watch that fucking movie. But could it get any worse? Like, what the hell else is there that could be happening in the Tim Lambesis camp? Well, if you need a refresher, As I Lay Dying is not the only band that he was a part of. There was also the very, very strange side project, Austrian Death Machine, which, for those who have never listened to them, is a comedy metal band that writes songs about Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
They call themselves Double Brutal for whatever reason.
I do not understand why. So, yeah, would it surprise you to know that whatever the fuck is happening is so widespread that now even members of Austrian Death Machine are bailing? Specifically in this case, it looks like drummer Brandon Short announced last week that he's leaving the band. And I gotta quote Smokey Gortooth from Metal Sucks here. Wait, is that a Toki Wartooth reference? Ah, I see what you did there, buddy. First of all, let me just read the opening line of this article from them. I'm not even gonna lie. I get such a dopamine release watching all of this unfold like it's the newest franchise of Real Housewives. You must be a truly shitty person if, in addition to all of the members of your main band leaving your ass high and dry, it starts to seep into your secondary band as well. Austrian Death Machine drummer Brandon Short announced last week that he's leaving the band to deal with some personal issues, largely due to his moral beliefs that in no way align with the existence of Tim Lambesis. That fucking clown, Lambesis, not Short, has managed to clear out almost every metaphorical room he's in like he's the nastiest, stinkiest spray fart to ever be farted out. So, let's actually read the statement from Shore. Literally, departure statement sandwiched in between four exclamation points. It is with a heavy heart that I announce my decision to step away from Austrian Death Machine. For the sake of my mental well-being and personal beliefs, and in light of the recent developments surrounding the As I Lay Dying Camp and Tim, this has been an inevitable step for me. Although it feels necessary, it's one I made after deep reflection as these events begin to unravel. To walk away from something I cherish so deeply, that once felt like a fulfilled dream, is incredibly painful. I grew up listening to As I Lay Dying and Austrian Death Machine, never imagining that one day I'd be part of the world that meant so much to my younger self. Actually, now that I think about it, let me look up when this guy actually joined, because Austrian Death Machine, where is the members, former... Oh, so he played for the last year or so. So you also joined this band after knowing what they did? Does no one have fucking standards anymore? Jesus.
There it is. There it is.
I'm not even sure I can muster any more anger because I...
You're not mad. You're just disappointed.
I'm not disappointed. I just think you're fucking stupid, Brandon. Anyway, let's get back to the statement here. But dreams can come at an unexpected cost, and that cost has proven to be too great. My integrity and character have been called into question in a way I can no longer accept, especially with what has come to light and being in utter disbelief. What integrity? You joined this band knowing what Tim... Am I reading? Are we reading the same shit here? I feel like I. You know what? I think this fucking Xevia shit is giving me like fucking psychedelic brain poisoning. Because there's no way I'm reading these words right. Fuck.
Oh, god damn it.
And now Robert Chelling will fail in Zoolander.
I swear to God, I feel like I'm under the kind of illicit substances that I would only know of by hanging out with fucking angel dust. And at least in that situation, I would at least get fucked.
This is why I find it so funny. These people knew, but now the line has been crossed. You get what you pay for, fuckers. Ooh, I'm dizzy now.
Okay, let's try to get to the rest of the statement. The repeated promises, the endless cycle of I'll do better, words that once gave me hope, have turned into a broken record that has brought no real change. Instead, I found myself trapped in a pattern that eroded my trust and my well-being. The cycle has reached into my personal life, affecting my mental health in ways I can no longer ignore. Well, have you considered subscribing to BetterHelp? I don't know, some YouTuber told me that shit works, I don't fucking know.
It doesn't.
I want to express my heartfelt gratitude to everyone who enjoyed my drumming on Austrian Death Machine's latest album. Oh, so you made it far enough to record on a whole ass album. Okay, I see. It was a project I poured so much effort and pride into. To all who supported me and came out to the shows in Europe, thank you for being part of that incredible experience. Here's to embracing new adventures and creating even more music that resonates. The best is yet to come. To quote the last line of the article... This shit is like Survivor, but in reverse. All the motherfuckers are itching to get the fuck off Lambesis Island, and it is undeniably entertaining.
You're telling me this is the most I've laughed in weeks.
God damn, like, I want to know, because I think that's, this statement might be the most specific clue we've gotten into what the hell is happening. That sentence, the repeated promises, the endless cycle of I'll do better... So, again, if it's happening in both bands, then we do know it's Tim's fault beyond a shadow of a doubt. And clearly there's some, like, behavioral shit he's been up to that's, like, obviously not getting better. I am morbidly fat. I need the expose. I need the tell-all. I need someone to say, what the fuck is happening here?
Hopefully in time somebody will come forward or something will happen to where it will come forward. But the more it piles up, the harder it's going to be to just say that nothing's happening and everything's fine and that it's not my fault. I didn't do anything wrong. Sure,
everything's fine. Everything's fine. No, stop. Help me. Help me. They got lamps and guns. Guns and lamps.
So, I guess we're just waiting to see if he'll totally get Austrian Death Machine back together. But in the meantime, that about does it for that. Now let's move on to festival announcements. Because we got two here. We got two big festival lineups that we have to talk about. So, first up, welcome to Rockville 2025.
More like welcome to nothing but Rockville, where we play nothing but rock 24 hours a day. This will make sense later on. Don't worry, we'll get there.
Yes, yes we will. And of course, as always, it's taking place in the Daytona International Speedway in Daytona Beach, Florida, May 15th through the 18th. Okay, why the Speedway specifically?
Because it's a giant-ass building that can host a lot of people in the center thing.
Fair enough, I've never actually been to Daytona. Well, I might have passed through it, but I don't think I've ever, like, pulled over to be like, hey, let's do some shit.
I would have loved to go to the Daytona 500, but that will require me actually going to Florida in today's climate, which, that's not happening.
Help, I can't survive here alone, though!
You have roommates.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they're secretly plotting to kill me! I mean, you heard what I said about Alistair and Lucifer, right? Anyway, let's actually go at this day by day. So, we got... I'm gonna start off with Thursday. So, yeah, Thursday, May 15th. Your big headlining act is Shinedown. Okay.
Okay.
then following that, we got Three Doors Down. Okay.
Okay.
Hailstorm. Okay.
Okay.
Theory of a Dead Man.
Not okay.
Oh god, are they gonna fucking complain about, you know, oh, people hate us because we're white. I mean, if you bitch like that, then sure, why not, sweetheart? Then there's Blue October, Evans Blue.
Famous one-hit wonders who will definitely perform their hit song, Hate Me Today, Hate Me Tomorrow.
I'm glad I don't know that one.
Yes, be glad.
Anyway, Evans Blue, asterisk.
A reunion. One of many, also known as a one-hit wonder band, as they will play their one hit, Cold, But I'm Still Here Blind, cause I'm so blind, say never!
Alex, why do you hold on to memories of stuff like this?
It's all I have!
See, this is why I just prefer to listen to the 15th anniversary remasters of Bastodon albums. Those are fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Anyway, then there's Royale Lynn. Then we move on to the next tier, which is Robert Zombert.
Sure.
3 Days Grace 2X. Okay. Yeah,
otherwise known as 3DGXL.
Okay.
It's a Nintendo joke.
Then there's Trivium. Will they play any of the Cult of the Lamb stuff? Who knows? Either way, all we know for sure is Matt Heafy's not making shit here money-wise. It's kind of sad when a musician makes more on Twitch than on touring.
Yeah.
Anyway, Crossfade, which is also a reunion.
Yep, but they're also a one-hit wonder band. Well, they will play their one-hit song.
Alex, please.
I'm not going to sing it. I don't know how to sing it. It's just called Cold.
Thank God. Anyway, moving on from that. Finger 11. Their one hit isn't that bad.
Yeah.
Saving Abel.
Their one hit is terrible.
Smile Empty Soul. And then moving on to the next tier. Oh, hey, Bullet for My Valentine. You haven't had a good record since 2008.
It's sad and funny.
Then we have Asking Alexandria. Oh, hey, you haven't had a good album ever.
Yeah.
Then we have We Came as Romans. Oh, hey, you haven't had a good album since... Well, okay, I kind of like their second and third albums. They were pretty alright as far as that whole scene.
We got bits here, folks.
Then there's From Ashes to New, Fit for a King, Until I Wake, Of Virtue, and The Pretty Wild. And then moving on to the next tier, there's Body Count, who also have the asterisk.
That's another reunion, or a special performance, either way.
There's Arch Enemy. Gwar, Exodus, The Acacia Strain, Shadow of Intent, Frozen Soul, Gates to Hell, and then we look at the next year here. Oh, shit! Dillinger Escape Plan reunion set! Let's fucking go, gamers!
Danny Wimmer! Okay, we give you a lot of shit. This is actually pretty cool.
Motherfucking Dimitri Minakakis up in this bitch. Now will they go all the way and bring in Mike Patton, you cowards?
Considering he's been going through some stuff lately, probably not.
Oh yeah, right, I forgot that was a thing. That's kind of unfortunate. Anyway, moving on.
We all can dream.
There's also Quicksand. Haven't heard from them in a while. Health. But will that one guy be wearing the Asuka plug suit on stage? we got Converge, Full of Hell, Harm's Way, everybody do the Running Man meme, people, Candy, and Big Ass Truck.
Sadly, not affiliated with Jones, Big Ass Truck Storage and Car Facility.
Jones Barbecue Foot Massage, Jones Barbecue Foot Massage.
Bro, it's all yours for $10.99 a month.
Bro, now I want some fucking barbecue. I've been trying to find a good rib place around here for reasons.
And how can you do it so cheap? Well, the fact of the matter is, he's kind of drunk right now, and this is a drunk discount offer just for you. I love that video so much.
Good time.
I smell like weed.
anyway, you want to take over Friday, May 16th?
Sure. So, in this fantastic Nothing But Rock festival, we have Green Day. Yeah. We also have Alice in Chains.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah. I gotta call it like it is. One Hit Wonder Band, Jimmy Eat World.
One of these days I'll listen to their albums. Maybe.
We have sort of One Hit Wonder Band, Newfound Glory.
Oh yeah, they exist.
Fellow One Hit Wonder Band, Bowling for Soup.
Remember, kids, they're bowling to obtain soup. Specifically, cock-flavored soup mix.
Not to be affiliated with the TV show of a familiar name, Bowling for Burgers.
That's a show?
No, it was a bit from the movie UHF.
Oh, I didn't really watch that movie.
Yeah. We also have here definite one-hit wonder band, Lit.
It's funny, because their music is not lit.
Oh god, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
I'm amazed they're still around.
It's amazing what doing pseudo-contemporary Christian music can do for you. Okay, jumping up. Oh my fucking god, why are you here, good Charlotte?
They're still together?
I don't get it either.
When was the last time anyone gave a shit about good Charlotte?
2005.
Oh, fuck me, right. That was back during the emo days.
We also have the remaining members of Sublime.
Oh my god, fuck off.
Yes, I agree. Bush, which... Okay. We have... I hate to call them this, but it's true. One-hit wonder band, Candlebox.
What was their one hit?
So one song from 1992. What the fuck is it called? Far Behind. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, we also have Everclear. They have more than one hit. Dorothy, Dexter, and the Moon Rocks.
The who?
In this economy?
Surprising, I know. Knocked Loose, comma, motherfucker.
Orf, orf!
I can't scream right now. My voice is kind of shot. Kublai Khan, Texas. Incendiary. Era. Invent Animate.
Woo!
Boundaries. I swear to God, this is real. One step closer.
To the edge?
I don't know. I'm not going to look it up. I don't care that much. Left to Suffer. Killswitch Engage.
Nice.
Ginger. August Burns Red.
Eh, they're still all right, I suppose.
TBA, As I Lay Dying.
Bullshit! Yeah, it's not too late to get your money back, Danny Wimmer. Just saying.
Yeah. It'll just be Tim with a backing track. All that remains.
Actually, now that I think about it, maybe Tim will talk to, like, Phil Labonte and be like, hey, can I borrow your douchebags?
Jason Richardson, you deserve better than being in that fucking band. Special performance / reunion of It Dies Today. Butcher Babies.
Why?
I don't know why. Bleed From Within. Oh, hey, Rob, your favorite band, Under Oath.
Alex, I am going to reach through this computer screen, and I am going to smack you so hard.
You talk shit about my favorite anime, I'm going to take all the shots I get.
Very funny. What, are you going to team up with my roommates behind my back to torment me in my sleep?
Yes.
I knew you were responsible for those DMs!
I work in mysterious ways.
Go on.
There's also Seosin, because I guess why not? Silverstein, because I guess why not? The Devil Wears Prada, because I guess why not? Silent Planet, Scary Kids Scaring Kids.
That's a real band?
Apparently so. Okay. Alisana and I Set My Friends on Fire.
Wait, they're still around?
Evidently so.
Bro, I remember fucking... Like the main reason I started listening to that band... And keep in mind, this was like end of middle school, early years of high school. This was like... They did like two collab songs with Smosh. Like, does anybody else remember that? Or am I just going insane?
If I had a needle for every time that Smosh has been mentioned on this show in relation to something else, I'd have two nickels. Blah, 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 you know the joke.
Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated.
Oh, Lord.
I can't stop thinking about that now because this is completely unrelated to anything, but I just noticed the other day that the garbage disposal we have in our kitchen is literally called the Insinkerator. And I always read it like... Perry the Platypus, behold my newest invention, the Insinkerator! Enator!
We are losing our minds here right now.
But yeah, I'm kind of amazed. Because I'm pretty sure, like, wasn't that band like two guys? And I think one of them split after, like, the first album. Actually, now I'm fucking curious. Like, I Set My Friends. Oh, yeah, I Set My Friends on Fire. First thing that comes up. Oh shit, they still have a whole band. Matt Mahan is still with them. Let me actually see what the discography is. Okay, so You Can't Spell Slaughter Without Laughter, Astral Rejection in 2011. Then they didn't come out with something else until another version of Astral Rejection in 2019. Oh god, right, I forgot. Their very first single was a metalcore cover of Crank Dad. And they apparently totally have new albums that are coming out at some point, maybe eventually.
2007 was such an innocent, stupid time, wasn't it?
Wait, have they seriously still not come out with Caterpillar Sex yet? Jesus Christ, it's been a decade at least. Fuck.
If you know what we're talking about, what the hell are you doing listening to this show? Go to work.
Anyway, now I suppose we're shifting back over to me to cover Saturday. So Saturday, May 18th, your biggest headliner that night is Linkin Park. So have fun with that, because you'll enjoy tunes with zero discourse.
Well, apparently the crowds don't really care that much about discourse, which should tell you a lot of the disconnect, but...
Hence the point.
Who's counting?
Anyway, then under that we got Incubus. How are you still around? Anyway, Beartooth, how are you still around? Taking Back Sunday, why are you still around? P.O.D., why were you ever a thing? Fucking Hooba Stink. I hear that, Mark. I remember the last time I heard that joke, I was like, what the fuck is that sound? And I saw the track, it was you! Anyway, then Sleep Theory. Then we move on under that to Pierce the Veil. Oh god, why? I Prevail. Oh god, why? Hollywood Undead.
Oh fuck, why?
Don't remind me. Sleeping with Sirens. Fucking what? How? They're still together.
Oh my god.
Apparently enough people liked If I'm James Dean, Then You're Audrey Hepburn enough for them to sustain a career.
Is this the price we must pay for a Dillinger reunion?
I swear to god, this...
Fuck.
This really is like monkey's paw shit. And speaking of which, Of Mice and Men are still around. I'm surprised they lasted this long without Austin Carlisle fronting the band. God, that makes me feel old. Anyway, then there's also Escape the Fate. Eh.
Why are you still around?
I don't know. And then there's Liliac, whoever the hell you are. Oh my god, finally, some delicious fucking food. We got Mastodon on the bill.
Yay.
And then a blurred out name that has the asterisk.
Clearly a surprise, meant for, like, the day of the concert, I guess.
Yep. And then we got Obituary. Nice. Municipal Waste. Not bad. Nails. Eh. Havoc. So it seems like if you're into some decent, like, thrash and death stuff, there you go. Dead Heat. Chained Saint. Dayseeker. Bill Murray. Or is it pronounced Bill Murray? Anyway. The Plot in You. Why? Set It Off. You know, I keep saying that I'm gonna try and listen to that band because I know all my friends are into them. Anyway. Real Friends. The Funeral Portrait. Nerve. Wait, Nerve? Oh my god, I knew it. This is just an experiment to initiate Third Impact!
No. Fourth Impact.
Oh my god. Anyway, moving on from that, Whitechapel! You ever just want to, like, criticize Whitechapel?
Only sometimes.
Then we got All Shall Perish, asterisk. Attila...
Why?
I don't fucking know.
God, duh.
After the Burial, Immure, how?
Because they want to see a fire in the sky!
Ugh. Fire these nuts. Brand of Sacrifice, Upon a Burning Body, and Angel Maker. Wherever the hell they are. Alright, then I suppose that leaves it over to Alex to cover the Sunday.
Alright, and if you think the Nothing But Rock feeling is high enough yet, just wait. We start with your headliner, Korn.
Behold!
Don't ask where it goes in. Okay, next, somebody whose name I will not acknowledge because, wow, you are a shitty fucking human being.
Fuck off, why?
Fuck off, Brian. Anyway, there's also Chevelle.
Eh.
Pseudo-active rock band Daughtry.
Eh.
Two-hit wonder band Filter.
Eh.
A reunion whose validity I am questioning, Snot.
Who?
Okay, backstory. Mid-90s, sort of punk-infused new metal band. They had only one album called Get Some, released in 1997. They disbanded after the singer of the band, Lynn Straits, died a year later. But they've done a couple of reunions since then, and it just feels weird. Like, they have not performed a show since 25th, since, like, fuck, I don't even know when. 2015, I guess?
I guess.
Like, the vibes are weird. Like, if you want to know how weird this band has been, like, post that album, at one point, their singer was Tommy Vexed.
Oh!
Yeah.
Fuck that guy!
Yeah, not anymore, but again, this is just weird. It just doesn't feel right. There's also another reunion band here, the Union Underground, who will play their two, not so much hits, but most well-known songs, Turn Me On, Mr. Dead Man, and the WWE Raw theme from 2002 to 2006.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah. All right, we also have here Bad Omens. Yeah. Mudvayne.
Burr-burr ding, burr-burr ding, burr-burr ding.
Yeah. Motionless in White.
You get a pass because of your Knocked Loose cameo, but otherwise you're on thin ice.
Yeah. Seven Dust. A reunion of Chimera.
I actually liked them quite a bit back in the day. Fuck, I haven't thought about the name in forever, though.
Yeah. Another reunion slash special performance of Dry Kill Logic.
Never heard of them.
We have Return to Dust. Okay, next. Insane Clown Posse.
Aw, shit. Whoop, whoop, motherfuckers. Let's get some Faygo up in this bitch. I'm told I'm not allowed to bring Faygo in the house for reasons.
Do it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's some Faygo up. Oh,
yeah. I agree. Whoop, whoop. We also have Testament.
Nice. And I mean that unironically. Testament still goes fucking hard.
Yeah. We have the Black Dahlia Murder.
Nice.
A reunion slash special performance of 7 Hours After Violet.
Ah, yeah, that Chavo Dadashan thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I blinked on that one for a moment. Okay, cool. We have Fit for an Autopsy.
Eh.
Eh. Gate Creeper.
Not bad.
Sanguisu Gabog.
I'm pretty sure that's how it's pronounced.
Yeah. Okay, Alt with two L's. We have Chiodos? Chiodos? Is that how you say it? Chlodos?
Wait, did you not know they were a thing back in the day?
I'm blanking on them right now.
I want to say Chiodos is the Craig Owens band? Hang on, let me actually... Because sometimes I get all these, like, Warped Tour staples mixed up, but... Let's see.
Okay, I'm gonna have to ask this unironically. Who the fuck is Craig Owens?
Craig Owens. He's like the he's the one consistent member of the not consistent member, but he's the longest standing. He was their vocalist. He sung for them. He's also sung for bands like Cinematic Sunrise and Destroy Rebuild Until God Shows. Apparently, he also once recorded and wrote music with Dr. Dre.
I am drawing a complete blank here.
I guess you have to really be into scene music for this bullshit to matter. But thankfully,
I was not, for obvious reasons.
But thankfully, since I'm really good at retaining pointlessly stupid information. Also, apparently he was on the remix album version of 1000 Gex from 100 Gex.
Cool. All right, what else do we have? Oh my god, fucking scene core shit. Hawthorne Heights, why are you still a thing?
Cut my wrists and black my eyes.
Cut my wrist and black my eyes. Oh god, I hate it. I had to do that off of memory.
I don't apologize for that.
Fuck. Okay, what else we have? Memphis May Fire. Fuck.
Fuck off, Maddie Mullins. I thought we got rid of you after that whole weird Warped Tour bullshit.
This is just the Jared Alonji scene core medley shit.
Yeah.
And we have Bless the Fall and Attack Attack.
How?
I don't fucking know how. We have a Skylit Drive.
Remember how their first album was literally nothing but Final Fantasy references? It was a simpler time.
Yeah. Caskets. Windwalkers. Power Trip. Okay.
Are y'all going to actually make a new album or not? Shit or get off the pot at this point.
We don't know. Maybe. Talk to the dog.
Okay. Next is Death Heaven. Tsunami. No T. Pain of Truth. 200 Stab Wounds, Peeling Flesh, Body Box, and Mugshots.
Only 200?
Yes, only 200. We couldn't afford 201.
But Carl, that kills people!
So, if you're into 2000s era rock radio, this is the festival for you. I don't know who you are and why or why you'd want that, but if you're going to Florida in May, you get what you fucking deserve.
Yeah.
Am I wrong, people?
I mean, look, if you want to sit through all this bullshit, that's between you and the good Lord. But I'm not sure Noctilus and Mastodon are worth the bad scene core shit. Anyway, now that that's taken care of, we got one more thing to talk about here, news-wise, and that is another festival lineup for the 22nd edition of the Download Festival. Of course,
it's much better.
Taking place in Donington Park between the 13th and the 15th of June next year. Now, this one doesn't have a day-by-day, so it's just going to be like one straight shot, but the top three here... This has gotten the most attention out of all of this and even stirred a bit of discourse online. So here are your three big top headliners. And I need you to keep this in mind as I'm saying this out loud. So, okay. Green Day, of course. Korn, of course. And Sleep Token.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind. The people organizing this festival see Sleep Token... as a big enough draw, a relatively new up-and-coming band, with enough hype that they consider putting them on top billing alongside indisputable titans of the 90s rock and metal scene. That is very interesting indeed.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, there's also another story spinning out of this where, if the comments of the festival organizers are to be believed, we might be getting a fourth album next year from them.
Interesting. I know they are signed to RCA now, so might be due for that sometime soon.
Yeah, I wish I could find the exact quote, but yeah, the organizer was like, oh, you know, they already have like three albums out, and supposedly they're going to have a fourth one out by the time this festival happens. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Then moving on from that, we have Weezer.
Look, I said the festival was better. I didn't say everything was better, just in volume.
Bullet for My Valentine.
Because England, although they're Welsh, but whatever.
Jimmy Eat World. Don Broco. Spirit Box.
Hey.
The fucking Sex Pistols? Aren't half of you, like, dead?
Featuring Frank Carter, because England.
I'm assuming Frank Carter doesn't have his rattlesnakes with him.
No.
Within Temptation. Alright. The Darkness. I believe in a thing called love. Steel Panther. I'm gonna be honest, the joke wore off really fast for me with them. Just saying. Let me make sure I say this one right.
McFly! You got no scrot!
Apocalyptica.
Cool.
Cradle of Filth.
Less cool.
Lord Ashore!
No comments.
Seeth. Oh yeah, I haven't listened to them in a while. Airborne. Alien and Farm. Presumably having recovered from Drayden Mitchell getting his shit rocked.
Oh yeah, that did happen.
Bleed from Within. Ghost Manor. I'm sorry, Boston Manor. Why did I say Ghost?
I don't know.
CKY. Oh yeah, aren't you the guys that knocked out Drayden Mitchell's lights?
Still funny.
Dayseeker. Eagles of Death Metal. Interesting. The Ghost Inside. Eh. Jerry Cantrell. Ginger. Mallory Knox. Me First in the Gimme Gimmies. Meshuga. North Lane. Polaris. Poppy. Starset. Turbo Negro. Whitechapel. Alcest. Amira Elfecki. Anul Nathrok. I haven't heard from you guys in a while. We really need some new material. Archers. Arrows in Action. Arteo. Bad Nerves. Battlesnake. Bex. No, I think you guys spelled that wrong. Clearly it's spelled with a G. Currents. Dead Poet Society. Dead Pony. Ivor. Faytooth. Filter. Fit for an Autopsy. The Funeral Portrait. Gore, period. Graphic Nature. Harpy. The Haunt. Holy Wars. House of Protection. Karen Dio. Kim Dracula. Kitty. Lestelle. Loathe. When are you guys coming out with the new album, you bastards? Lolo. The Meffs. Melted Bodies. Nothing More. Eh. Novelists. Orbit Culture. Riding the Low. The Scratch. 7 Hours After Violet. Sim. Being accompanied by a surprise. We're doing more Attack on Titan anime. Ha ha! You can never escape it, you fools. Apparently a lot of people are simping for a Hot Topic Mikasa. No comment. Sophie Lloyd. The Southern River Band. Spiritual Cramp. Split Chain. Static Dress. Oh hey, look, a band that's done OPs for animes that haven't overstayed their welcome. Survive Said the Prophet.
Lovely. New material maybe coming? I don't know, maybe.
Let's see. Svalbard. Psilosis. Teen Mortgage. Trophy Eyes. Underside. Unprocessed. Venus Girls. Vola. Vower. Vowos. Spelled with two W's. And Windhand, plus many more to be announced. So, yeah. Better than Rockville. But I feel like that's not really hard to do. But, yeah, so, you know, if this is your thing, then have fun and download. Now, yeah, that pretty much about does it for this. And now we just have one last thing we got to touch on, and that is the new album releases for the week of November 22nd, 2024. Not a lot, but we still got to touch on some stuff. Speaking of Body Count at Welcome to Rockville, they have a new album out this week called Merciless. Of course, Opeth have their much-anticipated new album, The Last Will and Testament. From Father John Misty, we have Mahash Mashana. And from Boldy James and Harry Fraud, we have The Brictionary.
Together in this economy?
It's more likely than you think. So, yeah, that'll about do it for all that. Now it's just time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
On the good places, just find Xander's Thoughts with the Beowulf icon, and you'll find me talking about fun stuff. And not terrible stuff, because the world is full of terrible stuff. Also, my other show. Also, I have a thing up on the site now that I wrote, because I do at least one of those a year, but I'm trying to do more of it. Read it. Or don't. I don't care either way. Just poof. There you go.
There you go, indeed. Mark, what about you?
Usually those places like Blue Sky and Threads at Nighttime Media. No, my site, my hype1.com. I'm gonna put out a full version of my past story, or at least condense it into two parts of my story, the civilian kid from last year, into well, two parts, because I started doing one part that's like, wow, what, all together are long as fuck. No one's gonna want to read that long. If you know who you are.
Yep. And as for me, you can find me on Blue Sky, Instagram, TikTok, etc. at Rob Barracuda. You can email me, robert@surrealresolution.com, for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Be sure to follow us on Blue Sky at Surreal Resolution. Like us on Facebook. Visit the website, surrealresolution.com, for written articles, this podcast, podcast O&A, all of that good stuff. And of course, if you find the link for our Discord server, be sure to join so you can be immediately notified whenever anything new goes up on the website. And yeah, that'll about do it for this week. Well, actually, we're going to take a week or so off because I'm going on a fucking vacation for about the entirety of Thanksgiving week. And thank fuck, I could really goddamn use one. So yeah, I mean, we'll probably have at least one more episode at some point. Probably the beginning of December before we hunker down for lists and shit. So, yeah, I look forward to that. And until next time. Sorry, I'm still not over it. Riverdale had 22 serial killers. 22! Yeah. Minimum!
Yeah.